Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, it's still hot, but the calendar says fall is right around the corner.
That's what it says. I don't know if I believe it yet.
Right.
That's what
it says. Hard to believe, but my experience tells me it will get here. And so a lot to talk about. And one of the things is that, as we talk about fall, we're thinking about football. And so you're going to start the season on a Thursday night, September 4th.
We are, yep, Thursday night, September 4th against East Texas Baptist. It's going to be a really good night for football, hopefully, in East Texas. East Texas Baptist is going to have a solid team. They're obviously looking to come here and really upset us and kind of get their season off on the right track. You know, our goal for the Thursday night game is to really be able to engage our campus community. And, you know, with it being Lions Roar Week that week and being a part of that, you know, that week of the 125th celebration anniversary of East Texas A&M Commerce, you know, we really felt like this was a great opportunity to really have a Thursday night game, really try to embrace our campus community. And so we were asking all of our students and all of our folks around within campus to come on out. You know, enjoy some tailgating, enjoy some good times, and hopefully enjoy a very good football game.
You may have some folks, kids, students, who always go home on the weekend, and so you play a game on Thursday night. This is an opportunity to get them into the stadium.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's really been the driving force is how do we engage our student body more. And you know, because our student body can be the difference between a great home field or a good home field. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think if we have a solid student base there and they're loud and rowdy and having a good time, then it can really do a lot for us on game days.
Now then, also a Saturday morning game, September 20th at the Cowboys Stadium, AT&T Stadium, against A&M Kingsville.
That's right, yeah. So the Chenault Cup game will be played on over there in AT&T Stadium and part of the Lone Star Conference Football Festival this year. We did something a little bit different. We moved it, you know, instead of the 3-day, you know, 6-game schedule, we moved it to a 1-day, 4-game schedule, with the first game obviously being kicked off at 10 a.m. You know, that means about 8 o'clock we'll all be up and ready and raring to go on the field trying to get warmed up. But, you know, I think it'll be good for us. We're going to try to do a post-game tailgate, if you will, right there at Fishbones, which is right across from the stadium. Uh-huh. It'll be in conjunction with the Lone Star Conference, and that'll be kind of the official tailgate of the Lone Star Conference Football Festival. So ought to be a great event. It's always fun to go over to AT&T Stadium and really play in front of that big screen.
Yeah,
so.
What a facility.
Yep, absolutely.
So some exciting news. Having to do with the transfer of University of Texas running back Joe Bergeron from North Mesquite.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe came in and has really done a good job for us, you know, so far, and really a fantastic and upstanding, you know, just young man. And he's a heck of a football player. He's going to do some really good things for us. So we're excited to have him on campus. I think it gives us that extra dimension. And you know, you got Vernon Johnson on one side, and you got Ricky Collins on the other, and get Tyrick back there throwing the ball the way it is, and obviously you add that running game element with Joe. You know, that really kind of completes us from an offensive standpoint. So hopefully we have a great year in front of us.
He's been a pretty major contributor to their football
team.
He
has, absolutely. Yeah, he's rushed for almost 1,500 yards in his career and, you know, almost 30 touchdowns and really did some good things. I think he had a 5-touchdown game against Baylor one game. Don't quote me there, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. And, you know, he's done a really good job. And, you know, I think he's really going to be a good addition for us.
We're talking with Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce, with the fall bearing down on us. Now, we're going to have a softball team competing here this
week. That's right, absolutely.
And so you're racing against the clock to get a softball field.
We are, yeah. We're a little bit behind schedule on our softball complex, but we're starting to move some dirt and really get some things. We got the dugouts dug out right now, and hopefully we'll start laying the drainage and things for the field and start laying that field on top of it pretty soon. The timeline, they tell me that the timeline for the field to be completely installed is September 15th or by September 15th. And then the peripheral, everything else will be, you know, sometime around August 15th October 15th to November 1st. And so
when will they start playing some games?
So they'll play some games in the fall. We were trying to schedule some home games. I don't know that we will now with the delay in our construction, but certainly come February, they'll be having some home games here on campus. So.
Mm-hmm. And that will be an all, not AstroTurf, but artificial turf
field. It will, yep.
Field.
It's actually AstroTurf.
AstroTurf
is a company that's putting it in. It's not the old AstroTurf that folks used to know, but yeah, it's a field turf like synthetic turf. It's very similar to what we have on the football field right now.
Well, what's new with soccer and volleyball? Talking about the fall.
Yeah, absolutely. They're obviously they've got their student athletes in already, and you know gotten their fall practice underway, and I think both of those. Sports are looking to have a fantastic year. I mean, volleyball is coming off a 23-win season last year and just went out to West Texas and had a fantastic, Lone Star Conference tournament out there. And soccer coming off the NCAA tournament as well last year. And so I think this is the year for us. I really do. I think I'm excited about what's coming up. And, hopefully we can keep everybody healthy and being able to really move forward. But it's going to be an exciting fall for us.
It is.
I
was just going to say it's going to be an exciting fall.
Yep. Absolutely.
Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at 8M Commerce, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.